I'm standing on a windy Lebanese hillside just outside of Beirut, and I'm currently at BETA, B-E-T-A, Beirut for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, but predominantly it's dogs here. Hundreds of dogs they've rescued from the streets, some dogs having been set on fire horrifically, and I've just met one of them, aptly named Bernie, who, just an incredible animal, beautifully recovered, lovely temperament, yes, yeah, still a little bit timid, but if you imagine what the dog has gone through, and the guys here, all volunteers apart from a kind of a skeleton crew staff who are here looking after the dogs 24/7. The volunteers that come spend a big chunk of their Saturdays walking and giving the dog some human interaction. And whilst I've been here, there's been a steady stream of cars coming up from the city, Mercedes, Land Rovers. And you kind of get an idea of where the issue lies here, and that is the mentality that all dogs have to be pure breed, and if they're not doing as dogs are meant to do in the imagination of these owners, they're thrown out on the streets or they're dumped at the door here, and they can't take anymore. It's crazy. But they are a no-kill shelter. They will not destroy a dog because of overcrowding, and they will, you know, give them as much space as possible in what is quite a big site. They will, of course, if a dog is suffering and is not going to make a recovery, put the dog to sleep because they're not into the suffering of animals. But they have recovered dogs from some extreme circumstances. For example, one dog was videoed by a child having been shot by a man who thought the dog was trying to attack his dog when it was just trying to play, and they've nursed that dog, Brad, back to health. Quite incredible. There are some amazing stories of survival here, and you know, if dogs could show thanks, I'm very sure. Well, I guess they kind of are in their kind of show of affection that they give you the moment you step out of a car, and they're keen to well, they're leaping up and they're all over you. They're so glad just to have the company outside of their pack as such, their pack of hundreds. And yeah, there's arguments and there's craziness, but the staff here seem to be managing incredibly with the numbers that they have on hand. And if you Google BETA and Lebanon, I'm pretty sure you will find Beirut's Ethical Treatment for Animals website and, in fact, Facebook page. They have kind of limited means of funding a couple of dog shows a year, social events for animal lovers where the money raised goes towards buying the food and medication and stuff that's needed for this place. But also, you can donate through the webpage if you love animals and you want to make a difference in a place, and these guys really are making a difference. They're the only people doing this in Beirut, and you only have to drive around the streets to realise there is certainly an issue here and an ignorance amongst pet owners who, like I say, crave for some pure breed animal they want as a status symbol or a fashion accessory. So wonderful work by some incredible people, and I'm glad to have got a look. I've taken quite a lot of photos. I hope to piece together a more in-depth story. I don't have any real 3G to speak of where I am now, so I will upload this later on, and look forward to going through the images and hopefully recounting some of the more incredible stories I've found here.